Jill Graskowitz joining us this morning. Hey, Jill. Morning. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Jill's with the Marion Senior Center. She and I have been communicating, I should say, over the last few weeks, and she's been bringing me into awareness, and I've been doing my own homework on this, and that is the need for food in our older population here in Southern Illinois. It has changed. COVID has changed the pressure that you see. Can you give me an idea through your personal experience that would illustrate to people the need in this category?
Yes, so at the Marion Senior Center, post or pre-COVID, we were serving around 100 people a day. Post-COVID, when I first started, in the summer, we went up to almost 200. Today, we are over 200 people. It's wonderful that we can provide that service, but it's also heartbreaking and sad because so many people need help right now.
Now, when I was speaking... When I was speaking with Jill recently, she told me this story, and it was the one that struck a chord with me. Coming in, getting a lunch at the Senior Citizen Center, and then cutting it in half so you had something to eat when you got home. And then when you say, look, we've got more we can help, no, you need that for other people. That's the story that is stuck with me.
Yes. So we're seeing all walks of life coming through the Senior Center. You can see a brand new 2020 Mercedes-Benz next to a 1985 pickup truck. And this isn't a political thing. This is simply fulfilling a human need. I was listening to you before I came on, both you and Pastor John Holst at the Zion United Methodist Church of Christ in Marion. You guys say it best. No one should go without food, and we needed each other now more than we ever have.
So how do you finance the Marion Senior Center? Because this is something, when I was speaking with the local 773, they've got this farm-to-table program. You're a little bit different.
We are. We are owned and operated by the city of Marion. So the city provides us with all of the funding to provide these services for our citizens. We're finding that soup kitchens are at capacity. We had one ministerial alliance that ran out of food one day last week. In addition, I guess, the seniors are getting these meals, but they don't have the ability to park their car, go stand in line for this, especially in this weather. We're not stopping today giving out meals just because it's cold and raining. We're dressing in layers and coats, and we will revamp the way we do things a little bit, but we will get those meals out there. And with the Laborers Union, they do such a great thing, and they're a huge asset. But the need is growing at an alarming rate. And I noticed today they put out their places for this week. Today they'll be at St. Joe's Field in Ridgeway at 10:30 this morning, at the El Dorado Methodist Church at 1:30 this afternoon. Tomorrow they'll be at the U of I Extension Office in Mound, and then at Joppa City Hall in the afternoon. And Thursday they'll be at John A. Logan College at 10:30 and in Johnson City at 1 o'clock. So we used to see them, twice a week. Now we're seeing them twice a day, three times a week.
Yeah. Here's some things that I've learned. Getting there and getting in line with the car that you referenced just a couple of moments ago is a problem. Transportation in general. Now, when I was speaking with people who are delivering home health care, I learned some interesting things. Food stamps, the more food stamps, the healthier the client, the patient. Being able to go to a grocery store has a new problem if you don't have a car and you can't wait in line for the food of locals or get someplace, you get on the bus. Well, guess what? With the social distancing on the bus and the community that I was speaking with last night saying they only allow three on the bus. So you have an even more difficult time getting to the grocery store.
Even being on the bus, could you imagine being 90 years old and having to take the bus, wait, to Kroger's, wait again, and then haul your groceries back home?
Right. And then even more difficulties, the ability to prepare any food that you would find at a grocery store. I talked to more healthcare workers last night saying I've got one patient whose hands are so bad they're unable to hold a skillet. They drop things. That's a problem. It's one of the reasons why they're there. And, you know, so what are they looking at? Well, it was interesting because you and I had spoke and they echoed your thoughts. Most everybody has a microwave. That's a very good thing. But things that are easy and fast and able to do it without a lot of complications. So, you know, you start opening this egg up, so to speak, and you find that there are a lot of problems. And when you start to look over the horizon, funding for these programs, acquiring the food for these programs, and the holidays on top of it, and the sporadic delivery of food, or maybe just pulsing through the system on Thanksgiving, and then everything's okay because I fed somebody yesterday, when the need goes on.
Right. So our staff, we have a wonderful staff at the Marion Senior Center. They identify the need, and we came up with this idea that kind of mimics the gumdrops program, where they're giving kids the to-go bags that are easily prepared meals on the weekends. We would like to give blessing bags of food with, and you know, send it home with people on Fridays that will have easily and quickly prepared food, like canned or packaged soups, instant oats, fresh fruits and vegetables, fruit cups, canned tuna, chicken, rice, cereal, granola bars, peanut butter, even Ensure and V8. These are things that our seniors need.
You know, I was talking to some municipal leaders over the last days. Some places have canceled their Thanksgiving dinners. Others are continuing on delivery and, of course, pickup. And they're worried about even publicizing it because they're worried that they'll be overwhelmed because of the other places that aren't doing it, notoriously large celebrations that are absent this year. So, I mean, I've already detected, it wasn't detected, and they were blatant about it, worried about being literally not being able to meet the demand.
Right. That is happening across the board. We are not afraid. We are going to continue on with our annual Thanksgiving dinner. It will be the day before Thanksgiving on Wednesday, where we'll send everyone home with, you know, their traditional turkey and dressing, green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole with cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and then, you know, the dinner roll.
Right. So, looking forward, Jill and I were talking, just chatting back and forth a couple of 3 weeks back, that you'd been kind of envisioning a program and you'd even kind of had a goal when it comes to money on achieving this goal, modeling it after my favorite program. The people that I see, well, the last time I gave them some money, I guess I was at the water department in Carterville, was the gumdrops program. You'd like to do a gumdrops program for seniors.
That is correct. I think gumdrops is phenomenal. My daughter participated in helping fill backpacks as a Girl Scout. And we want to utilize civic organizations and groups like the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to volunteer a small amount of their time on Thursdays to pack our bags for distribution on Fridays with our seniors' regular to-go meals. And we would also like to be able to provide any of our seniors in need with one of these bags every weekend. We thought maybe we would start out with 50 or 60 and see how the need would grow. I wish the need would go down and we wouldn't have to do this, but this is a civic duty. We must respond to everybody's needs.
And we're not seeing
it. And right now, people need food.
We don't see it. Most people do not see what you've seen. And as I was speaking, what I said, with healthcare workers that go to people's homes and care for them, the elderly, it's behind the wall. We don't see what's going on in that home. People who, it was interesting, one employee told me last night, who's employed by the service, that she'd had a client pass away, and she says, I took her to the store, but she didn't have nearly the amount of food stamps she needed, while I've got another client that had more, and she fared better. You know, the food stamps is apparently a big thing, too, that's behind that wall and the need for them as well. Before I let you go, final summation here this morning. Jill Graskowitz, she is the Marion Senior Center. If somebody would like to help, how is the most effective way for them to do that, the most bang for their buck?
I would love to have some donations come in to help us with this program. You can drop it off at the Senior Center at 507 West Main. We're right next to Biasi Keyboard, right just west of the square. I'll be like Jerry with the Laborers Union. I'll come to you and get it.
All right. What's next for you when it comes to achieving your goals?
Oh, I mean, there is really not a next. We just do it.
Yeah, one foot after the other.
Yep.
It's not
just fulfill the need.
It's not the best euphemism in the world in the context, but we call that eating the elephant. So you got to start one bite at a time, I guess.
That's right. We'll take any help. Any civic organizations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, school groups. We'll definitely keep it socially distanced. We've got a large facility at the Senior Center to utilize. We'll only allow so many people in at a time. We'll keep you safe, wear your masks, we'll have gloves. But we need help doing this. Well, we're a very small group at the Senior Center.
By the way, just briefly, Jill, you've been helping seniors with that PPE as well.
Yes, we worked with Heartland Hospital. I spoke up and I saw the need that they were using or reusing, so to say, disposable masks to the point where they were no longer safe. I said the word to Amanda Throgmorton at Heartland, and she said, "How many do you need? I'll make sure you have them." And then she went above and beyond, and she provided not only masks for all of our seniors, but also little to-go hand sanitizers.